Guilt is a hazardous substance, and I must handle it with care. A burden of guilt lowers my self-esteem and makes it harder to be a positive person. Guilt falls more into the realm of punishment, and its debilitating effects make positive change more difficult. Guilt has the wrong focus. It focuses on my weaknesses, failures, and undesirable behavior. What I focus on expands first into my mind and then into my life. When I feel guilty, I focus on what is wrong. This negative focus predisposes me to the repetition of undesirable behavior. Guilt is a non-resourceful state. My best opportunity for creating positive change is when I am in an empowered state. It doesn't make sense to load myself up with guilt and then expect my behavior to magically improve. I don't punish other people with guilt, and I don't punish myself with it either. I don't put it in my travel bags. Lugging around guilt is a waste of energy that I could use to make the world a better place. If I have a problem, I solve it. I don't waste my time feeling guilty about it. I get on with my life, and I move in the direction of my dreams. The word guilt is actually an acronym. Guilt unleashes incredibly limiting thoughts. When you feel guilty, inertia takes over, and limitations multiply like jackrabbits in the outback of Australia. Guilt would be great if it made you stronger. If it supercharged your life and turned on your afterburners, guilt would be your best friend. Unfortunately, guilt does just the opposite. It makes you weaker, it puts sand in your supercharger, and snuffs out your afterburner. When guilt has completed its dastardly deed, it recites a litany of limitations just to remind you that you are a worthless human being and there is no chance your life will ever improve. In fact, there is no limit to how miserable your life can become when guilt is in control. Religious authorities sometimes use guilt to manipulate people. They create an atmosphere in which over-scrupulous victims are made to feel eternally guilty for every mistake they have ever made. Unfortunately, the wrong people are being burdened with a sense of guilt that they don't deserve. Furthermore, the people who should feel guilty seem immune to this type of manipulation. This strategy takes aim on the guilty, but it hits the innocent right between the eyes. It harms more people than it helps, and it reflects poorly on those who practice it. Jesus didn't pile on guilt, and you shouldn't do it either. You will only hurt yourself and the people you love. Jesus used guilt sparingly, except when he dealt with religious authorities who were ensnared in self-righteousness. These religious know-it-alls thought they had everything figured out, and if you didn't agree with them, they didn't hesitate to tell you that you were wrong. They were the God Squad, addicted to the law, and they had a compulsive need to be right. Their religion was an ostentatious display of self-righteousness. Jesus didn't cut them any slack. He made it clear that the focus of their life was wrong. Jesus would not allow these spiritual bean counters to get away with their hypocrisy. He hit them right between the eyes with a major dose of truth. But the record shows most of the time it had little positive effect. These meticulously self-righteous people rarely felt guilt. Why should they? After all, they were perfect. You will never see a guilty person made better by heaping more guilt upon their head. Piling on guilt only results in more spiritual and emotional damage. Guilty people need love, and they need power to overcome the problem that caused their guilt in the first place. They need to experience the power of God's love so it can wash the guilt from their mind and heal their damaged emotions. Navigating through a wasteland of guilt can be tough if you try to do it on your own. Without God's help, guilt unleashes incredibly limiting thoughts. If you are alive spiritually and God is your Father, guilt no longer casts its long shadow on your life. The acronym for guilt changes to God Unleashes Incredible Love Today. God's love is the antidote for guilt. When God's incredible love rolls through your heart and mind, it washes guilt away. God not only forgives, He forgets. He not only wipes the slate clean, he throws the slate away. Usually you feel guilty for one of two reasons. Either you have violated the laws of the moral universe and you should feel guilty, or the guilt reflects the twisted thinking associated with depression and the guilt is inappropriate because you have done nothing wrong. In either case, God's love is the cure. If you have done something wrong, God's love and forgiveness can easily take care of it. If you're suffering from twisted thinking associated with depression, God's love can straighten out your thoughts. The most powerful force in the universe is God's love. Nothing is more effective at eradicating guilt and transforming lives in a positive direction. God loves and accepts you as you are, and He's going to give you the power to overcome whatever is causing your guilt. Nothing is too hard for God's love. He is the great physician, and healing broken hearts is His specialty. If you have a problem with guilt, open your heart to God's love. You have nothing to lose except an old life dominated by guilt. There is no limit to how good your life can become when your heart is full of God's love.